This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Scientists from the National Institutes of Health are weighing in on the safety of cleaning protective face masks. Many hospitals in Massachusetts are having workers reuse masks several times and then having them cleaned for reuse. The NIH has found that one cleaning method being widely adopted is safe for three cleanings, but it has left open the question of how many times it's safe to disinfect the same mask. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
For medical workers on the front lines of caring for COVID-19 patients, the shortage of N95 respirator masks has become a daily ordeal. These masks are meant to be thrown away after just one use, but now hospitals are finding ways to clean and reuse them. It's a process the federal government has approved as an emergency measure during the crisis, but that has caused great concern among some medical workers in Massachusetts. Now, researchers from the National Institutes of Health have weighed in, declaring one process widely adopted in Massachusetts safe, but only for three cleanings, far fewer than the 20 some have suggested are possible.
After three cycles of vaporized hydrogen peroxide treatment, the masks were still effective. It's possible that you could extend that, but it wasn't something that they looked at.
That's Dr. Marshall Bloom. He's Associate Director for Scientific Management at the Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Hamilton, Montana. His group reports to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the federal government's top infectious disease expert. Those researchers were looking into the coronavirus well before the outbreak swept the nation. But cleaning masks in short supply then became the focus for Bloom's team.
Their networks of friends and colleagues around the world alerted them to the potential that this virus might be a huge problem.
Partners healthcare facilities, including Massachusetts General Hospital and Brigham and Women's Hospital, are using the hydrogen peroxide method through a plant in Somerville. A partner spokesman says the hospital network plans to clean and reuse masks 5 to 10 times, but will reevaluate as the process moves forward. The company that makes the machine used in Somerville to clean the masks noted the Food and Drug Administration has approved using its process up to 20 times for each mask. But some prominent nurses groups in Massachusetts have some questions.
Each time these masks go through these various decontamination processes, what is happening to the fibers in the mask? How are they being affected? How is that breakdown putting our healthcare force at risk?
Judith Perret is director of the Division of Nursing Education and Practice for the Massachusetts Nurses Association, which represents 23,000 nurses.
None of this is okay, but if the NIH has tested it for 3 times, let's follow that.
NIH scientists studied 3 other contamination methods as well, one using dry heat, one using an ethanol spray, and one using ultraviolet light. All the approaches cleaned the respirators, but some affected the mask's crucial close fit. The UV cleaning method, for instance, which some Massachusetts hospitals are using, should only be done twice, the NIH report said. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Public Health had no immediate comment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.